Hi, Commander Wiz Withers here, and welcome back to MilitaryLeadershipBlog.com. I just got off the phone with a good friend of mine. This guy and I go way back. He's retired Air Force, and he was telling me about the saga of his son. Now, his son, first off, his son is one of the sharpest young men I have ever met. See, his son is a helicopter pilot. So you know he has good taste. Now he did it what I would call the hard way, because he went through civilian flight training, paid for it himself. And for the last year and a half or so, he's been working as an instructor and a commercial pilot for this one particular helicopter training organization out in the Southwest. Now, last Sunday, while we were all watching the Super Bowl, we were all watching Eli Manning make that miracle pass and beat Tom Brady's Patriots and bring about a victory that nobody ever saw coming. Now, I didn't really have a dog in that fight. I'm a Packers fan, and I was still disappointed the way they played the Giants 2 weeks previous. So, but anyhow, while we're all watching the Super Bowl, the ownership of my friend's son's company is sending out emails to their entire workforce, about almost 3,000 people, saying, effective immediately, the company is shutting down, we're declaring bankruptcy, and you are officially terminated as of now. Now, fortunately for my friend, his son was able to scramble around and find a flying job quickly. There's not a whole lot of flying jobs out there, especially when there's like a force of 3,000 unleashed on the market. But when I was listening to that, my first thought was, I can't believe that ownership just gooned that up so badly. But no, that's a terrible way to treat your people. It kind of reminded me of when I went to my last West Coast squadron. I was on active duty. The day I got there, the official message came out that the squadron was going to be shutting down permanently in about a year and a half. I'm thinking, no, man, that's messing up my timing. Now I have to figure out something else. I got to kind of scramble around here. And I was aggravated. I went to the commander and said, did you have any idea this was coming? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, sir, why didn't you tell me? And he said, well, we weren't sure. And besides, if we told you, you probably wouldn't have come out here. You would have gone somewhere else. And I'm thinking, well, of course I would have. Now, as it turned out, by going there, I ended up going over to Desert Storm, and there was some benefit that came out of that. So it worked out okay for me. I landed on my feet. But it's one of those cases where leaders sometimes don't like to deliver bad news. And many times there are good reasons for it. I know I've been through a couple of corporate buyouts before, and anytime there's any kind of uncertainty in your company's future, the first people that leave are your best and your brightest. They're not going to take any kind of uncertainty. They're going to go and take care of their careers. And I also know that starting rumors or starting communications that show that there might be some uncertainty in the company is another way to bring that about. And I can understand the reluctance to do that. But at some point, you got to tell your people, this is the fact. Telling them, having them find out by getting emails that were sent out late at night during a major sporting event saying, by the way, your job is terminated and the place is locked up. You can't even get your stuff right now. I mean, that is a poor way of treating people. And so my question to you is, if you've been in a situation like this, especially as a leader, how do you handle delivering bad news to your people, especially when that bad news could adversely impact your organization's mission? If you have any kind of experience with this, I'd really appreciate it if you would leave a few lines on the blog. Because while every situation is different, there's still some overarching principles that leadership demands. I look forward to reading your comments. And so until next time, I'm Commander Wiz Withers for MilitaryLeadershipBlog.com. Thanks for listening.